Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy is here, too. Joanna is one of our favorite folks in the whole wide world. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're celebrating her 18th year as a member of our Brain Trust right now. She was one of the very first members of my Brain Trust. I still remember how I found her, and I thought, wow, if I can just get this lady to be on my show, my world, my life will be complete. She's the author of Winning at Customer Attention, also 54 Ways to Stay Positive. She's a happiness expert, and she's our dear friend, Joanna Brandy. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I love being here.
It's good to have you here, as always. Thanks for 18 great years.
What? It's so amazing to me how fast it was. I would have said maybe 10 years.
You were just you were a baby. You were right out of high school. We got you right out of high school.
Right.
And so we're glad you're here. And you have something else to celebrate.
Yeah.
26 years in business.
I know, it's so amazing.
I love milestones, Joanna, because I keep telling my audience, celebrate these milestones. It's good for you. It's good for your employees. Your customers like it when you celebrate milestones.
I know. And we're just putting the finishing touches on a revised, I hesitate to say new, website, a revised website at Return on Happiness. And the one thing I haven't done yet, I like to celebrate those kinds of milestones by giving stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing I haven't done yet is built those back pages where I can say, here, you can have one of these and one of these and one of these, because, you know, when you celebrate at home, you serve food and you and drink and, you know,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. And I think in business, it's what can you give, or how much value can you give away? And that's one thing I love about this site, is that it's so streamlined and easy to read that people can see how much, you know, good stuff is there to read and take
right
back to their teams.
Right, right. Well, I know one of the things that you've done is you've got these insights, and you're going to share some of them with us.
I have a lot of insights.
Years of business.
After 26 years,
what have you learned?
You get insight. You know, I think the most significant thing that I learned is that customers have two sets of needs. They have business needs, and they have emotional needs. And we really have to learn how to excel at delivering both. It's not just about, you know, you need a gizmo, or you need a gazinta, or you need one of those things, but it's also about the emotional experience of purchasing that gizmo from you. How does it feel when I leave you? Was
mm-hmm
it a great experience? Was it a good experience? Was it a mediocre experience? Is it an ow? Is it a wow? So I think the piece, which I feel so gratified now that so many people are talking about emotions at work,
mm-hmm,
because 20 some odd years ago when I was out there talking
nobody
about customer
was
feelings, oh my God, even to the point where consultants would look at me and say, you're talking about feelings in the workplace? Are you kidding me?
But I was giving you airtime to talk about that.
You certainly were. You certainly were, because we are human beings, not just human
minds.
That's
exactly right.
So, you know, that emotional intelligence to understand the customer's emotional needs and then how to create those needs through our behavior is key. So that's probably the biggest thing that I discovered along the way. And then, you know, especially after I started studying positive psychology and really brought the happiness piece to my business, the bridge between customer satisfaction and customer loyalty is, of course, the bridge we all want to cross. It's not enough that a customer is satisfied,
mm-hmm,
because we know that, 60 to 80% of satisfied customers will go elsewhere anyway, because satisfaction just isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that bridge between customer satisfaction and customer loyalty is really built with positive emotions. So those, feeling appreciated and valued and important,
right,
and welcome and heard, so important.
Well, that's exactly right, and here's the thing: now more than ever before, no one wakes up in the morning, Joanna, and says, "I want something. I wonder if I'll be able to find it."
Not anymore.
Nobody wakes up and says, I want something. I wonder if I'll be able to get it at the price that I want. I wonder if I'll, no one says, I wonder if I'll be able to find the color I want. And I wonder if I don't like it, can I send it back? Or can I get free shit? Nobody does that because everybody knows you can get all of that. So what are the differentiators? Sure. What do people wake up thinking? I want this. I know I can get it any way I want to. The question is, who do I want to buy it from?
Right.
Isn't that the issue?
That is the issue. And it's really, you know, it's as this younger generation is coming in, it's, some things are really changing because they're growing up with this tremendous choice of where do I go, and most go directly to their computers before they even think about going to a store.
Right.
They go first to the computer and they do their comparison. So in some cases, if it's completely price-driven, and they don't care too much about the experience, that's how they're going to make the experience. But interestingly enough, these days, I mean, as you probably know, sometimes the best price comes from Amazon along with the best experience because my garbage disposal broke 2 weeks ago. And, you know, there was, should I go to Costco or should I go to Home Depot or should, all of a sudden I just said to myself, why do I have to go anywhere? I went on Amazon. I'm a Prime member. I found the exact thing I wanted. It was on sale for $20 less or $30 less than I thought it would be. I pressed the button. They said it'd be here Monday. It arrived on Sunday.
Hmm.
What's not to like about that experience?
Right. Right.
You know, I didn't have the personal interaction.
But did you check to make sure that the company was coming from had a good rep?
You know, I did not because it looked like.
But oftentimes
it was coming directly
from Amazon. Oftentimes you will, though, won't you?
Oftentimes I will. I want a company.
So my point is, you know, if you, how often would you look up garbage disposals, and there's 125 companies who offer it, and there's not more than $3 difference in any of them. So now how do you choose? You're going to go through and look for the company that you think has maybe, if you spend a little time, okay, how do I choose? Maybe I'll find the one that's nearby. Maybe I'll find the one who demonstrates values that I think align with mine, those kinds of things.
Well, and that's the interesting part of it, Jim, is that the value proposition is very complicated, and it changes for each individual customer.
And don't you think more and more people on that value proposition, more and more people are putting an S on the end of that word, the values proposition? Don't you think more and more people are doing that?
Well, more and more people are doing that because with so many choices, some people don't know how to make that choice. So the one way they are making it is saying, does this company hold the same values I hold?
I think that's a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's not in every purchase, but I think it happens more and more.
But in a whole lot of them.
Joanna Brandy, give us a website quickly.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
There it is. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating 18 years with Joanna Brandy.
I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.